Yeah, well, I brought it up at our municipal district meeting yesterday that obviously, I said in the past, we have been caught unprepared. So I just wanted to ensure that Donegal County Council's emergency services and road services had a plan in place. And I was very pleased with the answer that Engineer Mark Sweeney provided, that only in the last 2 weeks, the emergency services all across the county held an event called Neptune, where they ran through possible responses to the likes of the incidences that may happen, may or may not. Hopefully we won't have large storm damage or anything from Callum, but I suppose it's better to be prepared, and I wanted to ensure that the council service were ready and had a response in place. I'm quite happy that they do, but I suppose there is a level of responsibility now on home and business owners in those areas that have previously flooded to look and ensure that they have their own preparations done now at this stage in case anything does, if it escalates and gets worse. I'm particularly concerned that we have high tides in the Donegal area. At I think it's 8:30 in the Friday morning at the time when, again, following all the rain that we've had this week, you're likely to have a lot of water coming down the rivers and streams, and also, as I said, storm surges pushing that water back in. So I said, around Drumlanagher, Castle Street and the pier area of Donegal Town especially, and the likes of Bridge Street and Killybegs, where we've had previous incidences, I think it's important that people put their preparations in place and coordinate, I suppose, with the council's emergency services.
And as you say, it is so important, vital indeed, to be proactive instead of reactive. Now, we don't know for sure what kind of effects this storm will have, but certainly it's vital to be prepared for any eventualities.
Yeah, and that's, I suppose, we hope that maybe it's not as severe as they're suggesting, but I did notice, as you said, that it's been upgraded now to an orange level warning. So as I said, my appeal is to people that if you live in areas that have been affected with flooding before, is to be prepared, have your sandbags, etc. Go to, whether it's the council depots or that, and inquire if you don't have them. But ensure that you're prepared as well as possible for what is coming. As I said, and like that, I suppose I want to ensure that the council, if there is flooding instances, are ready to react. And I've been assured that they have been, and I think that's a positive step. But let's hope that we don't have to see those services called out. John-